You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So I don't even remember. Oh, Emily, it was in the hot portion, the cameo. Who cameoed who? Em, what were you talking about?
It was Connor Stallion.
Connor Stallion.
Available on Cameo for $70.
He's charging $75 for a cameo, and I know that you.
Will he give you secret plays while he's doing it?
He'll break down your enemy's secret maneuvers.
Connor Stallion.
How often do you do them, and what do you charge?
I used to do them a lot. I quit talking about them, so I think Cameo is a little bit past its thing. I don't know.
It's not a thing anymore.
For a while there, I did cameos like all the time, people's birthdays or anniversaries or stuff like that. But I haven't done it in a really long time. I was charging $25, I think. I don't think I've ever gotten the money. Like, it's in some, I told you, it's in some account, and I don't even know how to get to it, but.
How would you do one? Like, somebody says, hey, give. My friend John Ireland, he likes to play golf. He's a basketball fan. And then you just take that and you start talking about that.
How long do you go for?
Usually about a minute.
Mace, who's the guy they ran out of Congress, the New York congressman?
Santos.
Oh, George Santos.
Okay, so did you guys see the bit that Jimmy Kimmel did on Cameo with Santos?
No.
Oh, look at it. It's her. So he basically saw that Santos was on Cameo.
Mm-hmm.
And so he sent him the most absurd possible things you could send somebody, hey, George, my aunt raises llamas and she fell and she's recovering, but we're hoping that the neighbors would take care of the llamas, and could you put out a plea for the neighbors to take care of the llamas? And Kimmel would go to his audience. You think he did that one? And they all go, no. He goes, oh, yeah.
And he had awesome.
And by the way, when
then he would get more and more absurd.
Well, the guy's a professional liar.
I'm married to a mermaid, and she turns 38.
And George Santos would say,
her name is Elena.
I know a mermaid.
I'm married to a mermaid, too.
I know a mermaid.
And could you please say happy birthday to the mermaid? And you think Santos would do that? The audience would go, probably not. And he goes, boom, roll it.
That's terrific.
He did like every one of them.
Anybody ever given you two cans of tuna as a present?
No, it's never happened, but I hear you're a big tuna fan.
I've always been a tuna fan, but I forget how we got on it yesterday, but I was telling Chris that he's like, oh, you should just eat a can of tuna. I'm like, I actually had two cans of tuna yesterday, but I ate it right before I went on a long walk.
Oh.
Huge mistake.
Yeah.
You don't want to go for 90.
Did you have to find a public restroom?
No, it wasn't that. It was the other part. I kept hiccuping and burping a gut full of tuna for an hour and a half.
Gotcha. That's fish burps.
Yes.
Fish burps.
Well said. Yeah. Fish burps. Yeah. So now I can
Is this like a new thing? Are you doing like a can? Because I heard you, no mayo, right?
No, a little bit. A small amount.
But you're making
amount.
This is part of your healthy.
I was telling you yesterday, I'm not radically changing my approach to life, but I'm just being a little more conscious of what I'm deciding to do every day. So far, so good.
Yeah.
I don't know. It might not
big
last
walk
much
every day, huh?
Oh, hey, it's better than the big nothing.
You golf, although golfers a cart. Yeah.
Cart. I walked the other day, John, for 9 holes, and then I had a cart for the back.
That's what Worthy does. He walks from about 4 holes. He goes, what am I thinking? Yeah. Get in the cart.
It was fun. I played with my dad and my cousin, and it was a great 9 holes, and then the back was better because I didn't have to walk.
So I told this story about a cart, and my dad, probably last year I told it, he had this guy. He went out golfing years and years ago with a guy named Stan Lavelle.
Okay.
So Stan said, my dad said, do you want to get a cart? And Stan said, nope, don't need it. And my dad got the cart. And then Stan decided he was going to ride on the cart even though he didn't pay for it.
Right.
Okay. So my dad, at the age of 73 years old, is still bitching about Stan Lavelle not paying him the $7.25
I was just
gonna
say,
that would have been
he's owed half of $7.25? That was his half.
My dad would be happy to know that it's gone up now. It's like 25.
It's 25 now, yeah. But my dad, Stan Lavelle. You mentioned Stan Lavelle. Talk about holding a grudge. My dad would hold
Damn
a grudge.
Stan.
Oh.
For $7.
Stan Lavelle.
Why wouldn't Stan fork over the money?
My dad said he was just cheap.
Just a cheap
Stan
guy.
Stan is just cheap.
Do you ever walk, John?
My deal with myself is as long as I'm doing both jobs, as long as I'm doing the show and the games, I won't walk.
Okay.
I walked during the pandemic because they didn't want two people in a cart.
Oh, okay.
And
right.
So I walked during the pandemic. And
at Mountain Gate?
Yeah, walking.
That's not an easy walk.
Walking's overrated. I mean, you can do it. You got to make your bag lighter, but it's just a pain in the ass. I mean, who wants to walk when you don't have to? My goal when I play, Trav, is to win enough money to cover half the cart. So I played today with some friends, and I won $10. The cart's $25, so I got close.
You're five in the hole.
Yeah.
You're five in the hole.
See, I was thinking, I've never been to this Mountain Gate place, this mystical place you talk about and all the people that are there. And I'm like, you know, I would caddy for Ireland one day just to see Mountain Gate.
They don't allow caddies.
They don't allow caddies.
No caddies.
Oh, wow.
No, you can't. They don't allow caddies or spectators in carts. It's an
oh, is that right?
It's an insurance thing.
Okay. Oh, so there's no way. There's no way I could go.
Yeah, you could play.
I played in the Pro-Am at the Genesis a few years ago.
Right.
Okay.
I've played in two of those, and it's a different animal.
It's
when you're
a
in
totally
those
different animal. But so as leading up to the event, they send you the packet of what you need to have prepared, right?
Right.
Like you, the dress code and all this stuff. And it said you will be walking, and if you don't have a caddy, one will be provided for you, and here's the typical, you know, gratuity for a caddy, et cetera, et cetera. And I have a buddy, my buddy Darbo, who said, I'll caddy for you. So I said, okay, great. So we go. It's one of my favorite days. We pull up to the front of Riviera, and, you know, it's a beautiful clubhouse over the hill and Palisades and everything. And it's, oh, Mr. Rogers, it's good to see you. And he gets out of the car like he's going to walk. They're like, no, buddy, you're going around this way.
Right.
And this is one of my good buddies. He has to lug this bag around. It's got bottles of water in it and everything else.
Right.
End of the day, Riviera is not a hard walk, but it's not the easiest walk.
Right.
We come up 18, this big, long hill. He's been dying. He's been carrying this heavy golf bag for 5 hours for his buddy, thinking it would be fun, not even a little fun.
Okay. Yeah.
Get to the 18th green. All these other guys who have used Riviera's caddies are shelling out all this money.
Right.
I'm looking like, not a chance.
You didn't do anything?
Not a chance.
Oh, man.
So for Chris, I think it was Christmas or his birthday, I had a picture of the two of us from that day, framed it, and put a $20 bill inside the frame.
Oh, that's good.
So I gave it to him as a present.
Does he know that the 20's in there? Or did you always
visible? It's right there in front of the – and I autographed it for him.
So I wonder if he ever took the 20 out and spent it.
He hangs it.
Because my friends would do that. Why'd you autograph it? Is it good? Is the currency worth
it? No, I autographed the picture, it's hanging in his garage. That's how much he cares about it.
Mace, I look at Mountain Gate. So I've never been.
Yeah.
And the first video on there, just a deer – running,
they're all over the place up there.
But it looks like
it's very pastoral. It's a pastoral setting.
Yeah,
looks pretty nice.
It's one time I was watching. Nice. So I was on the tee and I see a guy. I'm on an elevated tee and I look over and the guy's playing a different hole and he hits his ball, great drive right in the middle of the fairway, perfect drive. And I see this whole thing unfold out of me. This baby coyote, like little coyote. Comes,
aw, they're so cute.
Comes
at that
prancing
age.
Off the hill. He's looking around for food, runs right to the middle of the fairway, looks around, puts the guy's ball in his mouth, and runs back up the hill. And me and my friend Danny Farag, we were there, and I go, we got to tell him, right? He'll be looking. He'll be looking for 20 minutes because he knows he hit it right in the thing. So actually, we got good news and bad news. He goes, well, what's the good news? I goes, we know right where your ball was. And he goes, was? I said, that's the bad news.
It's in a pup coyote's guts. Yeah.
Did you do this story?
I was going to bring it up with you. I saved it for you guys.
Yeah, I saw it apparently on the red carpet at the Emmy Awards. They were talking to Lorne Michaels, who's been the executive producer of Saturday Night Live since the very start.
Since the beginning, 1974.
And they were talking about, well, how long are you going to keep doing this? He said, well, I'm getting ready for our 50th anniversary show, which is next year, 2025.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, what are you going to do after that? And they asked specifically who could take over the show. He said, Tina Fey.
She's perfect.
She would be awesome.
There isn't a more natural successor.
Yeah.
She was a cast member. She was a writer. She
head
understands
writer.
Production. Yep. She understands what that show's about.
Yeah,
she's got the
fit history.
Like it just seems like a no-brainer.
Yeah. There are others that fit that description, but not as well as she does. I mean, she'd be perfect.
Who Trump, else fits it? Like, could you slide
Amy,
like...
Amy could do okay. it. She was a writer, and she did the Amy Poehler.
Farrell
could do it.
But if you're the executive producer of Saturday Night Live...
Tina's pretty famous.
But yeah. it limits you on all the other stuff that you could do, making movies and shows and all that stuff.
Well, Lorne made a lot of movies when he was at SNL. He was the guy behind all the... Anytime you saw an SNL character make a movie, like Wayne's World, that was Lorne. Yeah.
Was he making those movies, or was he saying, you guys go make a Wayne's World movie?
He was the executive producer.
Okay.
And you had to go through Lorne to get the rights.
And you know how much work executive producers do?
They cash the checks.
There used to be... there used to be this guy, Barry Kemp, and he was the creator and executive producer of the TV show Coach with Craig T. Nelson.
Sure.
Great show.
And he bought... the Long Beach Ice Dogs, the hockey team. So I'm working at KCAL, and they say, hey, go do a story in Barry Kemp. This is kind of cool. So I went and spent 2 days on the Coach set, interviewed all the people there, went to the Ice Dogs game, interviewed all the people there. And about a couple weeks later, I see Romy and Michelle's high school reunion with Mira Sorvino and Lisa Kudrow.
Yeah.
And it says, executive producer Barry Kemp. So I zip him an email, and I go, hey, man. I go, just saw this movie. It was pretty good. I saw you executive produced it. Way to go. He writes back and he goes, I don't know anything about that movie. He goes, I bought the rights to that thing 20 years ago, shoved it in a drawer, never did anything. And somebody called and said, we'll give you an executive producer credit. We want to make the movie. And he went, done. So you're right, Mace. Yeah. Executive producer credits are often people.
Mailbox money, right?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. That's the idea. You show up, you open the mailbox. Oh, look, another check.
Now, the producer, they the work. Line producer, those people.
Yeah, they do all the work.
The showrunners of shows, you know, those are the people that do all the hard work.
No, that is one of those. First of all, he's lasted as long as he has and that he's been in there and he has the vision for it. You need somebody that knows that part
of it,
too.
He's also got some sort of magic touch that I don't know will ever be successfully replaced. It's all that show. If you talk to cast members, I've talked to a lot of cast members and writers. The show runs through Lorne Michaels' head.
And he said, if you go, we've been lucky enough to go a couple of times. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. You'll see him from the minute you walk in. He's out on the floor. He's giving people directions. He's running the whole thing. There's a guy
named... Is he running the creative part of it, too?
Yeah.
Like, if he sees a sketch that he doesn't like, he's like, that's gone.
Okay. Do you guys know this about SNL? Okay, so if you go to SNL, like this weekend, there's an SNL. They give you the choice. They say, do you want to go to the dress or do you want to go to the live show? And the first time they asked me, I said, well, I don't know how to answer that. I assume I want to go to the live show. He said, well, let me tell you how this works. He goes, the dress is at 8:00 and there's 6 more skits and double the weekend update. It's a 20-minute weekend update instead of a 10-minute. And then, so they do the dress from 8 to 10:30. Then Lorne comes in and goes, that didn't work. Mm-hmm. That didn't work. That didn't work. Those skits are out. And so when you see the final show, you don't know what they cut. So it's actually more fun to go to the dress because you
see
what didn't
make
it.
And then you go home. Like when I was in New York, I immediately wanted to
get back.
You
went to the dress?
I went to the dress. Then I wanted to get home to see what made the show and what didn't make the show. And I thought the funniest sketch I saw in the dress didn't make the show.
Really?
And the least funny show did.
Yeah, and I thought and apparently Lorne is like the only one who decides that.
Yeah.
And
so he's like an emperor, just thumbs up, thumbs down.
And so like if you talk to people like Jay Moore, who was on the cast, Jay would like have a skit, be really excited about it, and then he would say... Jay said to me once, he goes, then Sandler walks in and has a song about a toe, and I'm out.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, some people can never get on.
Right.
Like it's not that they're not funny or talented or anything else, but it just doesn't connect for whatever reason,
and they
don't get on.
There's always one person that in the cast that if you write a skit for that person, your odds of having it go for a long time was Kate McKinnon.
Oh, yeah.
Like if you wrote a sketch,
Kenan Thompson.
If you wrote a sketch for Kate McKinnon, the chances of it being in the show went way up. But if you wrote a sketch for Marcelo Hernandez, it would probably get cut. You know, it just, you never know.
The analytics of Saturday Night Live.
Yes, there it is. There's the inside
look. Moneyball as defined by Lorne Michaels. Super Crosstalks brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out, that's what a hamburger is all about.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So I got some exciting news today.
What is it?
Our friend producer Brian has adopted a new puppy dog.
No kidding. Yeah. When did that happen?
This last Sunday, actually.
Right. Yeah. So what kind of dog is it?
Not sure yet. We're going to do a little DNA test on it. Okay. But it was listed as a retriever, shepherd, terrier mix.
And yeah. How's it going so far?
So far, really great, actually.
Now,
how old is the dog? Mason does a smart thing. Mason, when he adopts a dog, adopts a little bit older dog.
1 year old.
Because, Brian, when you do that, I'm an idiot. I've had 2 dogs since I've been married. And both dogs we got as a brand new puppy, and the puppy chews up everything.
Right.
Now, how's the chewing going with you?
So far, no chewing, just one accident inside so far, but it's been a couple days.
So, potty trained.
It was potty trained, yeah. She's potty trained.
Yeah, see, you guys, super sweet. You guys did it right.
Yeah. And what's the dog's name?
Copper.
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 I like that.
Yeah, that was the name that they had at the shelter, and she responds to it, so we kept it.
Okay.
Yeah,
I like that name.
The dog 2 doors down from me was Copper for a lot of years.
The dog is the color of copper.
It is.
So
yeah,
it does make
that's
sense.
That's probably why they would
named
it.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet dog.
Good for you.
Nice, man. I'm glad.
Thank you. A lot of joy.
Yeah, absolutely. So I wanted to...
And don't get a cat.
I wanted to make sure everybody knows that we're doing Fifth Row Fridays this week.
Now the cat haters are going to come at me.
It is BBGO Fifth Row Fridays. That means something we say on the show today will be on the big quiz on Friday at 3:30.
It could be, what is the name of Brian Cohen's dog?
Could be.
It could be. I don't think it will be, but
no,
it could be.
No.
Did you
never
guys
know.
Get what I did instead of your brow?
By the way, can I just tell you, it was going to be that.
Are you being
no,
serious?
No, I was definitely going to. We planted it there because I thought, this would be good for the quest. So we'll come up with the never one. No way for you to know.
Okay. What were you saying?
I said, did you guys notice what I did instead of the growl?
No.
Oh, I'm going to do it every day now.
What is it?
Well, I purred, but now I'm going to do something different.
Why? Do you have a cat?
No, I don't know. Okay. I'm not a cat person.
So why did you... What's a purr?
Michael and I just thought it would be funny because I can't growl.
Do a purr.
Michael doesn't have a purr. Cat.
What is it?
I just want purr.
Yeah, no. Everybody knows how to growl.
I can't growl.
Rawr. Try.
Arr.
That's
fine.
It.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's like a
that's pirate-y. Better than Momo.
That's a piratey, like, arr.
That's okay.
That's all right. If you sound like a pirate, it's good.
Any growl is fine. By the way, it's Service Titan Shoot-Around today, which means that both Michael Thompson and Pepe Mantilla will be here.
And you're going to be there tonight to see Pepe wave to no one.
No, I am going to be there waving.
I'm going to wave too.
Tell me the exact time, approximately, when this happens.
So here's what happens. Maybe, Michael, is it before or after the national anthem? It's before, right?
Oh, before, for sure.
Okay, what happens is Lawrence Tanner will start talking and they'll put up on the screen where you can listen and watch the game.
Yes.
And Pepe and Samuel always go first. So you'll see the KWKW logo up on the scoreboard, and they say, and you can listen to Samuel Jacobo and Pepe Mantilla, and they get a shot. And Samuel, who has a boxing background, does the shadow box.
Yep.
And Pepe waves like a dictator to literally no one. Michael and I made a concerted effort in the game 2 days ago. We went like this, like my hands are open wide, looking for anyone to wave at Pepe. And Pepe is up there. I'm not kidding. He's waving like he's on a float.
He's being respectful,
Mace,
of the fans.
I want you to watch tonight. And when you're waving at him, I challenge you to find
anyone else in the building that's waving at Pepe. No one. Michael and I have looked for 2 years.
Okay, so
there is no one. He's on the phone.
Oh, if you're in the what section is the
we're
best
in section 111.
Section, if you're in section 111,
if you can find anyone in my section, or even the section, even in 110 and 112, all right, even in the adjacent,
yes,
that's waving at Pepe, I will be shocked.
By the way, on Monday when we were in Redondo Beach for the live show, people. Was wave like, oh, to Pepe
it,
the entire
it
no matter
like
what
we are the world
it did
yeah there now, was there was like 100 people waving at
now,
Pepe.
I would argue that was mockery.
Of course it was mockery, but Pepe doesn't understand that and he just keeps waving.
Yeah, I'm waving away tonight. Waving away
by
tonight.
By the way, bonus today.
Yeah.
340.
Oh no.
Potpourri of lies. Pepe is in.
We love Potpourri
of Lies.
He,
every time I tell him it's his game, he says he gets fired up for it. He refuses to admit that oftentimes his questions are incorrect.
Yes.
He feels strongly that he puts them through a vigorous screening process.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he will be here with a whole new set of questions at 3:40.
Excellent.
Chat GTB, is that what he goes through?
Yeah, I don't think he does. I think he. I think
Chat
he, we'll
GTP?
Ask him. I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
How he puts
I think
stuff
he actually does some. Well, by the way, the games are like one of the more challenging things that I think we all have to do around
they
here.
They are the most time consuming.
Right.
They
and
are,
and
are.
Coming up with different games is really, really hard.
Yeah, it's tough. It's not easy.
Yeah, so Potpourri of Lies, though, is an established favorite.
And it's coming today at 3:40.
And we don't know if Luke is playing tonight, do we?
I think he's going to play.
You do?
Here's why. 2 days ago, on Monday night, he was listed as doubtful.
Right.
And he didn't play. He has been upgraded to questionable. Almost every time when someone is questionable, they play. Here, Michael's walking in now. We'll see
an
if
early
Mike,
check-in from
we'll,
Michael
we'll
Thompson.
We'll see if Michael agrees with me. I think Luke is going to play. You agree?
Oh, yeah. Everybody plays an L.A. baby because... Is this microphone working now?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you sound
good.
Good.
So, yeah, everybody plays when they come to L.A. Kyrie's out there, LeBron, Anthony Davis. This is the biggest spotlight in basketball
and,
in the
and
world.
Mace, it does play into it that it's a nationally televised game.
Oh, yeah,
and
right.
a lot of people are asking, why are they doing this? I was just telling this to Sliwa. Here's the background. Remember last year there was a writer's strike in Hollywood,
mm-hmm.
and the networks realized sooner or later we're not going to have any programming.
We're
going to
run out of stuff, yeah,
because we're not producing any new shows. And they projected when it would happen would be the first 3 months of 2024. So to prepare for that, they already had sports rights, ABC and ESPN. So they said, okay, let's put some basketball games in primetime in the East, and that way we can. You know, we'll have something to put on TV instead of running old reruns.
Right, right.
So that's why this game's starting at 5:30. It's actually going to tip at 5:40, and it's going to Michael and I. If it was up to us, we would play 100 games.
I'd wind up going to a lot more games if they were 5:30.
I love this time. And Michael actually has a really good idea. After the NFL season, 12:30 tips on Sunday
and Saturday.
Yeah,
I mean, I think that'd be really fun.
I'm for that. I'm for that.
Oh, yeah.
So, MT, I got a question for you.
Sure. Love questions.
Do you?
Because I've always got the answers.
Wear that Bahamas sweatshirt every time you come to do Mason in Ireland, because I've seen you wear that thing a lot.
Well, I've got about five of these.
Oh, you've got five Bahamas
so
sweatshirts.
I can wear them every day if I want to.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
He's
nice.
Steve Jobs.
I'm like a black Charlie
it's,
Brown.
It's like
he wears that same shirt.
Right.
Exact.
Right.
Charlie Brown's got like 6 or 7 of those shirts.
Yeah.
Right, so before we break, there was some really sad news today. One of the Warriors' assistant coaches, they were at a team dinner last night, and he had a heart attack, and this morning he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And the Warriors have canceled their game against Utah tonight. They're a mess because it happened right in front of them. They'll reschedule it. It's just a postponement. I shouldn't say cancel. But as soon as I saw the story that the game had been postponed, I texted Michael, and I said, somebody might have died because you knew it was serious. Michael, did you ever meet this guy?
No, I've never met him.
I mean, he's relatively new. They brought him in 2022. Clay knows him, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, of course. They all know him very well. And he sits right behind the bench. His face is prominently displayed on every TV game. And so this is a shock. He was only 46.
46.
Yeah, they're in shock up there. And obviously, the game, the show has to go on, but it's going to be tough for a while for those guys to get over this.
Well, and people forget, when Kobe died, And Kobe wasn't even on our team then. He had already been retired. Mm-hmm. But he was such an icon and such a part of the Laker family that we canceled games for a week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so the minute I saw that this happened, that they had picked
You knew it had to be serious.
I feared for the worst. And sure enough, that's what happened.
So, God bless him. God bless him. All right. So we'll pivot off that. Hey, Ireland, MT, I want to know from you guys. Have you ever had an on-air spat while doing a game?
Are you kidding me? Oh, during the game?
During the game.
Me
on the
Ireland?
Air. Yes.
Oh, all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, and I know why you're asking this,
yes.
And there is a backstory to
okay,
it.
Okay, good.
Okay.
We'll do that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So tonight's the night, Ireland. I'm getting onto the patio at Crypto.com Arena.
Why do you think that?
Because I think Jay Moore is a regular listener to the show, and he knows how important it is to me, and I believe Jay will say, Mace, come on in.
Not only the patio, but why not to those $5 million suites under the stands?
Are they $5 million?
Jay has access to those.
Does he
too.
Really? Yeah.
Well, Jay, now that he's married to Jeannie, Jay can go
anywhere.
Oh,
sure. Jay's got keys to the kingdom.
He runs crypto.
He can get into places Michael and I can't get into.
That's right.
Right. So have you been to the patio?
Oh, sure.
Oh, sure?
How about that? Mr. 1%.
Do you just walk in?
I can.
You can just walk in?
If you're in the patio, text me and I will come say hello.
Michael, have you been to the patio?
Yeah, and I can go, but I don't really go. But
the only time I went in there is when Lisa's in there.
So Lisa's in there?
Yeah.
So does everybody get to go except me?
Well, you have to know somebody.
Right, I know Jay.
But how come he hasn't gotten you in yet?
I don't, because I haven't bumped into him.
Yeah. He'll get you in. If you go, he'll take you in for a drink.
I would it's now built up into this mysterious place where I think amazing things happen.
The food is excellent.
That's what I hear. Yeah.
Michael, I think the patio is better than the chairman's room now.
Oh yeah.
Last time I was in the chairman's room, it was shoulder to shoulder.
Not anymore. That's been expanded.
Oh, has it been?
It's huge now and great.
Is that where all the press room space went?
Yes. I was just going to say. They ruined the press room to take care of the muckety muck.
Bigger chairman's room.
The chairman's room is elaborate now. It's unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
Food is all kind of food you want. It's huge now. I got huge screens up on the wall.
Really?
You got to at least poke your head in there, Mace. Go see it.
Again, I do not have a credential that will allow me to do that.
To do what?
To go into the chairman's room.
Just poke your head in?
No, you can't get in unless you're invited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll go to Jeannie for that one.
The only person I know who just walks into the chairman's room is Billy Mack.
Well, yeah. Billy Mack walks in anyway.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so this clip... It's a weird. Momo sent it to us. I looked at the clip. It says it's from January 14th. Then I looked at what it was retweeted as. It was 2012. So this thing has been around. Ireland, you say it goes back even further.
It's 11 years old, this
11
clip.
Years
this
old.
Is, these guys do the Brooklyn Nets games. I am Eagle and Mike Fratello, the czar, the former NBA head coach.
Mm-hmm.
And... somehow this went viral yesterday, and everybody thinks it's brand new, and everybody is astounded by it. Here it is.
Turnover, missed free throws when you got fouled. It was crazy.
Could I make one point?
Sure can.
I just want to say that earlier, you had a very patronizing tone towards me. I fully understand what a slip screen is. I've been doing the NBA for 18 years. But the way you presented it initially was... gobbledygook. So, like the audience, I wanted you to come back and explain yourself. And you then just took a firing line on me. And it was uncalled for.
I don't think so.
That's exactly what happened.
You are overly sensitive to
I am not.
Did you have a bad day today?
It's second game of a back-to-back.
The
it's
ride back from Philly, tough. Did it like disturb you
well,
last night?
That was 2 hours with you, which is probably the reason why I've had enough tonight.
Now, hearing it in this context, I think there's some jokiness there.
Not some. These guys are best friends.
So it's all jokiness?
It's all a bit. It would be like if Michael and I were arguing on the air like that. Would you think that Michael and I were mad at each other if we said exactly what they just said?
Well, I don't
it's
think
like
Michael's...
It's like Passion Walton.
I call Michael an idiot every night.
Yep. Do you use the word idiot?
Yeah, when he puts a game in a refrigerator when there's still a quarter and a half to
you
go.
You do put the game in the refrigerator
Have
way
I been wrong
too
yet?
Early.
The other day I said, hey, Michael, Colin Jost is here. And what did you say?
Who's that?
Yeah, sure. I don't know.
How does he not know who Colin Jost is?
Michael's not plugged in.
No, I watch YouTube and sports and science shows. That's
which
all
is
I
what
watch.
He said next.
YouTube, sports,
and science.
Science,
yeah, I don't watch all
war
that
movies. You watch war
oh,
movies.
Yeah, I love war movies.
And Hallmark movies.
Yes. That's
so,
it. That's
okay.
it.
I probably shouldn't tell this story, but it's really funny. So earlier this year, Mike and I are doing a game, and the Lakers are just killing the other team. Just destroying them. They're up by like 40.
Right.
And I look over, and Michael is watching some cooking show on his iPad.
Oh, I love those cooking shows.
And I said to him on the air, I go, are you watching a cooking show?
Yeah.
He goes, Ireland, we're up by 42. This game's been over for 40 minutes.
Yeah.
I was watching Chinese cooks cook fried rice.
Is that like Iron Chef?
Yeah, no, these are better than Iron Chef. They cook them in those walk street cooks.
Oh, yeah.
Street
yeah.
chefs. Oh, those guys are amazing.
You watch all the cooking shows?
A lot of them, yeah. A lot of them.
Do you watch Top Chef?
No, I don't watch
that. Top Chef is a really good
one. I watch mostly YouTube cooking shows.
You and YouTube, huh?
Yeah, I'm stuck on YouTube now.
He's like, he's like my son. All he does is watch YouTube.
I got like 10 TVs at home. You've seen the TVs. Like, I never turn them on anymore. I'm just on YouTube.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We always talk about Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. The number one social media platform in the world is YouTube.
Oh, yeah. I can see
a lot.
Yep.
Everything's
on there.
Yeah, yeah. And like, if you're ever looking for something, that's the first place you should look.
Yeah.
If you're ever looking for like old video.
So, Michael, when you're watching YouTube, do you ever put our YouTube on the screen at home?
Oh, you guys?
Yeah, yeah. Do you watch Mason and Ireland on YouTube
when
while
I'm
you're
at home?
Yeah.
I didn't know you could.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't know we're on YouTube?
Go to the ESPN. You're on YouTube right now. Go to the ESPN Los Angeles YouTube channel.
Oh, there's a
YouTube channel.
Channel
and yeah. And
that
you
picture
can...
of Brian right there is on the YouTube channel
yeah.
right now.
So if I was on YouTube and I typed in Mason and Ireland, it'll pop up?
Pop up, yeah.
Live?
Well, yes.
You go to youtube.com/ESPNLA. It's right there live.
Yeah.
Okay. All day from Travis and Sliwa all the way through Sedano and Cap.
Check it out.
Yeah. You can do that. My mom and not stepdad Leo watch every day.
Right.
You can watch Beto on postgame if you wanted to.
Right.
Yes, that's right.
If you don't do Sliwa's private postgame.
Moving on.
All right.
Why are you taking shots?
That's not a shot. I'm helping to promote it.
Well, Sliwa's got a private post game.
Yes, he does.
Really?
Yes, he does.
Sliwa's moving up, moving up in the world.
So today is National Ditch Your New Year's Resolution Day. Michael,
well,
did you have one?
I'd have to make one first.
What did I say on the bus, Ireland, when Trudell asked me what New Year's resolutions I made?
I said I don't
make New Year's resolutions because I have no faults.
No faults.
No
good
faults.
For you.
So yeah. Brian Cohen, I don't have to make any.
Ireland, you don't do them.
I don't. Not like I don't like say this is going to be the year I do this.
Right.
No.
You know, I'm big on that.
What did you resolute?
Last year I got to 190. This year I'm getting to 180.
Oh, that's
I'm going to finish
one.
Year
what are you
at
180. Now?
189.
Yeah.
So I'll get there.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I'll get there.
You can do it. I weighed myself yesterday. I'm at 180 right now.
Yeah,
you can get there.
Okay. Producer Brian, did you make a New Year's resolution?
No, I always give up, so no need.
So you didn't make one because you knew you'd give up.
Right, exactly.
You're a quitter as it is.
Yes.
All right. Bergman, what about you?
I do not make resolutions.
Did anybody? Laura, did you?
I'm big on vision boards and goals, so
do you have
similar.
A vision board
what's on your vision board right
so
now?
So I haven't done one. I usually do it for the Chinese New Year.
Okay.
That's when my year starts. So.
Wait. Why does the Chinese New Year start?
Have to
year?
Do with your
so
vision
the lunar,
board.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were Chinese.
I'm not, but I'm very big in like their horoscope and like the lunar year. So for me, it's the year of the dragon. So it's a big year for me because I was born the year of the dragon. So I decided to wait.
Okay.
When does it start?
February 10th.
February. So you'll make a vision board.
I'll probably do it like the beginning of February.
What do you write on it?
It depends. I'm very big on like visuals.
Picture of a Lambo?
Something like that?
I'm not a big Lambo person, but yeah, like just imagining what I want, not just for the year, but just moving forward in my life.
Yeah, Michael, it's about secreting things.
I would be too nervous to have a Lamborghini or any car that costs that much money. I'd always be nervous that I would
put
a dent in it or something.
Well, you know, I would put a dent in it.
Yeah.
That's me. All right, coming up next for you, going to spin the wheel of questions. Pepe is going to be here. And I want to we should talk about this big acquisition by Amazon, which is going to change the way a lot of people watch games.
Did it go through? Or is it just being, I think it's just being talked about.
New customers.
Is
acquiring a minority stake.
Okay, good.
So we got that coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, let me tell you about ZipRecruiter. I was yesterday, I was with the great Ian Siegel, the inventor of ZipRecruiter, and he would tell you that on average, it takes 11 weeks to hire for an open position. That's almost 2.5 months. You don't have that kind of time. If you're listening today and you run a business and you need employees, use ZipRecruiter. They can help you find qualified candidates for all your roles fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter uses powerful matching technology to quickly find and send you the most qualified people for your roles. How quick? 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within 1 day. So what are you waiting for? Just go to that exclusive web address and use ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/LA. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, here we go. My wheel today. Let's see what pops up. And this is interesting. This is interesting. Aside from a house or a car, what is the most expensive item you have ever purchased? The most expensive item
other
you have
than
ever
a
purchased.
House
other
or
than
a
house
car.
And car.
Lisa's engagement ring.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
Isn't it supposed to be like 10 times your paycheck or something like that?
I don't know. I
2 or 3 times. I think.
No,
yeah, 2 or 3 times.
5 times. No.
No, there's a rule.
Yeah.
That's so whack.
It's supposed to be a certain amount of money for each.
I hate, really? Yeah, I don't like women that do that.
An engagement
ring.
What
is it for you?
Well, the women don't.
It's that friggin' massage chair.
Oh, is it?
That massage chair we got, that is the most I've ever spent on an item ever.
No, you spent more than that on your Rams season tickets.
Yeah, I guess I'm not including Rams. But you're right, Rams season tickets is probably the most expensive thing.
Greg, what is it for you?
The Peloton.
That you don't use.
That I don't use.
Is it still there?
It's there, collecting dust. There's nothing on it, but it is there with all by itself. Basically, Cappy has not come to pick it up yet to give to Morales.
So have you already sold it or no?
No, I was just giving it to him.
Oh, you finally gave it up.
Yeah,
I'm just giving it to Morales.
And you're going to continue to make payments?
What a guy.
Well, it's almost done.
Oh, you've almost paid it off.
I think.
So if
like
my brother picks it up, can I have it?
Sure.
Okay.
There you go.
If you got to talk to Cappy, because it's from Morales.
No, I need pick it up.
Right now, I need an elliptical machine at home. The gym is very inconvenient. I want an elliptical machine at home.
Did you reach out to my guy? Is that why you
Not
asked?
Yet. That's why I'm definitely going to reach out to him.
Go to Michael Garvey, the dumbbell man. I think it's dumbbellman.com or thedumbbellman.com. And he's the greatest.
But I'll also put a flare out. If you bought an elliptical because you wanted to get in shape for the new year
and you've already quit,
I'll buy it off you.
There you go.
Yeah.
I just threw one away.
Did you? Not an elliptical. Did you?
Yeah. It was, I bought it during COVID.
Yeah.
And it sat outside. And I told my dad, does it work? He's like, I plugged it in and it worked, but it squeaks.
So it squeaks. Like, what about you, Laura? Most expensive item?
Oh, God. I don't own a lot of expensive. Probably my car.
So well, cars and house don't count.
Cars don't count.
I don't, guys, I'm not.
You're not like, I was shocked.
Jacket?
I was shocked to learn this. Do you know how much, like, one year for Christmas, Lisa goes, I need a black purse, a good one,
What do you think that would cost?
Now, is it one of them Birkin bags?
No.
Oh,
but
it's not.
But she just said, I need like a black purse for like a good one for formal occasions.
So it's a bag to carry stuff around and it's black,
like a
I'd
clutch?
Say 100 yeah. bucks.
Like a clutch?
100 bucks, 200 bucks,
no,
300
a clutch
bucks.
What do you
is,
think?
Mm-mm.
Is it not 200? It's how much? Four.
Laura, tell him.
A good clutch, like $600, $700.
Yeah,
for the a ones, clutch, you're smaller than
the ones
everything.
I looked at were over $1,000.
Well, no,
well,
way.
It depends on the brand, yeah. But like
for
on a
little,
basic
tiny bag.
I mean, and sometimes it as it gets smaller, it gets more expensive.
Yeah, it does.
It's wait, less product. Why would it be more expensive?
You're preaching to the choir.
Smaller the bag, more expensive it gets.
Laura,
oh, I
why?
Know. I don't know, but I okay. So if I could say something, probably my Apple MacBook Pro.
Oh yeah,
thing.
Sure.
That's
yeah.
expensive.
Those are very expensive.
Brian,
Michael,
what is
right
it for
up
you?
Your alley?
First, I was kind of thinking the engagement ring, but then just this last Christmas, we did upgrade a gaming computer with like an editing kind of software.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Editing
pretty,
software.
You
went
pretty
big.
Pricey. Yeah, it was pretty
a
pricey.
A gaming computer. What do you play?
I haven't actually used it too much, but
really,
yeah.
What are you
Warcraft?
Editing?
My girlfriend does her. Pictures and you know stuff like that
okay,
too.
Cool.
And she's been using it for a little bit of the gaming. I usually like the Xbox.
All know? Right, good.
Like the controller.
MT, I can only imagine MT.
Well, when I was playing basketball, my last season in basketball in Italy, in Caserta, which is 20 minutes north of Naples, I was mm-hmm. downtown. And for some reason, I had a stupid impulse buying. I bought a Breitling watch. It was a beautiful watch for
$12,000. $12,000 for I could never wear.
Yeah.
I'd be afraid to wear an expensive
after.
Watch.
Then I came home. And when I came home, I pawned it for about six.
So you bought it for 12, pawned
it for
six?
So I'm out six. I figured, you know, I'm just not an expensive jewelry kind
I get,
of guy.
I get nervous wearing.
Well,
like,
you guys remember that a few weeks ago, we played this sound on the show, but in case you didn't hear it. Jalen Rose was telling a story that when he was playing for Toronto, he had a good week and his assists were up, his points were up. He had a new contract. He said, I'm going to go buy something nice. And
right.
He now claims it's the dumbest thing he ever did. Here's Jalen describing what happened.
Start looking at these phones. I paid $15,000 for a Virtu phone.
I know what you're talking about. High-end cell phones that have no real features. They just look kind of nice.
It's like, oh, it's custom crafted by the same people who make Rolls Royce.
Right.
And you get a concierge, and you got all these plugs that work anywhere in the world, and all of this and all of that. I was like, I need that. Dumbest purchase. Not even close.
So have you ever heard of that? A Virtu
no.
phone? It's a gold phone that they used to charge $15,000 for, but it has it's not better than an iPhone.
Right.
Yeah, it does.
Although said you get a concierge.
Yeah, so if you have a problem with your phone,
you can't call
them. Because the phone doesn't work.
Right.
Yeah.
My phone isn't working. I need my concierge. There's no way I can call them. All right.
Concierge.
There you have that. Concierge what?
Concierge.
Concierge.
Yeah, it sounds weird what you're saying.
I think concierge. It's concierge.
It's not concierge.
It's concierge.
No, no, I'm with Mason.
A concierge.
Concierge.
No, it's not.
It's not a
it's urge. A concierge.
You're saying
an
urge. There's no urge.
I never heard anybody pronounce it that way.
You've never heard that?
No, concierge.
What are you, like all fancy French? Concierge?
Exactly.
You mean all fancy French over there?
It's just how it's said.
How do you say it?
Concierge.
Google that. Concierge is a totally acceptable pronunciation.
Concierge. Concierge.
I've always said concierge.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
you're saying it right.
Concierge.
John's saying it right.
Concierge. Concierge. That's what I'm saying.
No, you're not.
You're a little different than me.
Concierge.
All right, I'll say it and then you say it, okay? Concierge.
Concierge.
No.
You can't say it.
All right. Yeah. Well, where I come from, Toledo, Ohio, we didn't have concierges.
Yeah.
All right. So, John, this is, it's a little bit inside, but I think it's actually important from this perspective. I think it spells more streaming for sports, which you've talked about for a long time.
I think it's coming. This, you know, everybody was upset that we all had to buy Peacock to watch a playoff game. I think it's going to be the norm in 5 years.
So Diamond Sports Group. Which
Bally's,
right?
That's what people understand. But they've been bankrupt for like a year.
And they own the rights to 37 teams across NBA, MLB, and NHL. And they've been struggling on the verge of bankruptcy.
And they, by the way, to localize this, the Angels, the Ducks, the Clippers, all with Bally's.
Okay. So Amazon has acquired a minority stake in Diamond Sports Group. And all of those teams' games will now be available on Amazon Prime. That doesn't necessarily mean they won't be available other places, right? It's just right. They will all be available on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, which is good news because
a lot of places you couldn't see the games.
Right, and this is a little bit inside, but I know a ton of people that work there, and mm-hmm. I didn't want to see all those people out on the street.
Yeah, sure.
You know, it was going to be pretty ugly if they went belly up and Bally's just went away. So I'm glad they seem to have a savior in Amazon.
Let me ask you guys this. So obviously this is the direction things are going. That Peacock game,
yeah,
drew 23 million viewers.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a lot, right?
Except that all the other games drew like way 35.
More. Exactly. So basically, the NFL, because of the Amazon deal, let all those viewers go without. They could have actually rung up another 7 or 8, or I mean, I saw a report today, 10 to 12 million more people would have watched if it was on traditional
Correct.
Television or cable.
And so what a lot of people have come back with and said, well, since we had to go pay Peacock, you know, whatever you pay them, yep. I just pay
$4.99 a month.
I just pay $5 a month yep. for it. I got it so I can watch Dan Patrick on TV.
And Bravo.
Well, Bravo, I just watch on Bravo.
Oh, yeah, because Juan watches Bravo on that.
On Peacock.
Yeah.
But the natural thing would have been, according to some people, well, if you make us pay for it, then don't make us watch commercials. But in sports, commercials don't really matter because they're going to take breaks anyway. They're going to take timeouts.
Right. You got to do something during those breaks. Michael, do you think the NFL should be concerned about leaving 10 to 12 million people out of their broadcast of that Saturday game against Kansas City and Miami?
No, I don't think they'll be concerned as long as they're getting that network money from CBS, Fox, and NBC, and ABC, of course. So I don't think they're going to be worried too much about it.
Yeah, I just think it's going to happen. It's moving that direction.
Well, not always, because the networks are still going to keep it.
Well, but chunks of it are not. Well, Netflix is now interested.
Yeah, follow the money, Michael. If Peacock's going to give them $100 million, they'll take it away from ABC and NBC and CBS for an extra $100 million. That's a lot of money.
Those networks can't afford to lose the NFL. They'll just.
But they don't have as much money as Amazon.
Oh, yes, they do. ABC, NBC, CBS?
Jeff Bezos makes millions a day.
Yeah, but,
a day.
No, yeah. Networks ain't letting football get away. No way. I'll put the $1, the usual Ben
yeah.
Mortimer.
Well, I don't think they'll let it get away altogether, but I think there'll be a Super Bowl streamed within 5 years.
Oh, God. That would be absolutely awful.
Yeah.
Talk about to put a Super Bowl behind a paywall. I just can't believe that would happen
in
5 years.
How much would they have to pay, though, to get that from the network?
Well, it depends who. If your Amazon Prime's pretty expensive now.
Yeah, not like
$139.
Is it $139?
What does the net? What do the networks pay to get a Super Bowl? Because that's separate from the package, right? What do they pay to?
No,
to
it's part of the package.
Because
well,
it
billions.
Rotates, right?
Yeah, they pay billions. All four. Football is the only sport that all four networks are involved in.
For the Super Bowl alone, what does that cost?
No, you get it as part of your football package. They
it rotates.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, for example, like, ABC hasn't had a Super Bowl in a long time. They're back in the rotation
Are
now because they ponied up. Yeah. And so it was bouncing between NBC, CBS, and Fox for, like, the last 10 years. But now ABC's back in it.
See,
and I think within 5 years, here comes Amazon. Here comes Peacock. No. I
Prime.
Think, yeah.
I can't see it. I can't see the Super Bowl being streamed.
I by the way, I cannot. Maybe someday, but I can't imagine it's going to be in the next 5 years.
I think it'll
be
within 5 years.
Wow.
$1.
Okay.
A lot of dollars flying around.
Hope we're all here in 5 years.
A lot of dollars flying around. All right. Coming up next for you, Pepe Mantilla is going to join us. Oh, plus, no. What are the most sinful cities in America?
Well, I can think of one. But are we doing 2 o'clock call of the day?
And 2 o'clock call of the day. 877-710-ESPN. We've got, lines 877-710-ESPN for 2 o'clock call of the day. You got to be good to get through. And don't forget, it's Fifth Row Fridays. BBGO Fifth Row Fridays this week. Your chance to win a pair of tickets in the fifth row at a Lakers game. Got to pay attention to everything we say today. Be ready for the quiz on Friday at 3:30. Answer all 5 right, and you're going to be up close to see a Lakers game. In the meantime, life's journey has its highs and its lows. And the LA County Department of Mental Health is here to support you through it all. Their caring team offers more than just a listening ear. They provide free emotional support, service referrals, and crisis counseling. Call their 24/7 helpline, 800-854-7771, or visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. Your mental health is their priority. Let them be your support on this journey together. Let's share a brighter tomorrow, hope, recovery, and well-being. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.